This is the Aspen Public Radio Newscast. I'm your host, Michael Finelli, here with your top stories this Friday. Rivers throughout the Roaring Fork watershed are flowing at dangerously low levels. The Crystal River at the Fish Hatchery in Carbondale is flowing at just 5% of normal, according to Roaring Fork Conservancy. Water temperatures in the Crystal and the Roaring Fork reached the mid-70s this week due to those low water levels and warm weather. Colorado Parks and Wildlife has issued several voluntary fishing closures on the Colorado, Roaring Fork, and Crystal Rivers. Releases from Rudi Reservoir today are expected to increase flows on the lower Frying Pan River. Heat waves hit Europe and the Roaring Fork Valley last week. As Aspen Public Radio's Reagan Mertz reports, speakers at the Aspen Security Forum spoke about climate, energy, and other challenges on Wednesday.
10,000 deaths in Europe were linked to several heat waves the continent weathered over the last couple of weeks. Many European countries rely on other nations for energy. Norway, the United States, and Russia supply a majority of EU countries with various forms of energy, including natural gas, oil, and coal. But the heat wave is one thing prompting a reevaluation. Belén Martínez Carbonell is the Secretary General of the European External Action Service. She says this reevaluation is top of mind in the European Union.
So we see that as a matter of necessity. We also see the green transition as an opportunity to cut our dependencies from other countries when it comes to energy sources and its consequences and how important it is for the independence of Europe, even economically.
The Aspen Security Forum ends today, where more discussions on artificial intelligence, digital security, and international threats are taking place. For Aspen Public Radio, I'm Reagan Mertz.
And Aspen City Councilor Bill Guth and his wife Lisa Guth have withdrawn a request to the city to expand their home's living space. The Guths wanted to redevelop their crawl space to add an additional 1,000 square feet of actual living space to their home, but doing so would violate the city's land use code. They asked City Council to grant them an exception, but councilors ultimately wanted to deny that request. Councilwoman Christine Benedetti says it was an uncomfortable decision since Guth is a sitting councilor and it's a, quote, common sense ask. But she says the council's job is to enforce the city's land use code.
It then questions the purpose of the code in general and why we even put these regulations in place.
Councilors argue the new addition would significantly increase the value of the home and could lead to other homeowners making similar requests to bypass city code for their properties. The Goose withdrew the request before City Council voted to avoid a denial on the project. A denial would force them to wait at least a year before submitting a similar request. In statewide news, Colorado prisons are still full nearly a year after the state activated emergency population measures. For the Colorado Capital News Alliance, Kyle McKinnon has more.
Colorado's prison population management plan was triggered for the first time ever last August. It's supposed to help free up beds when state prisons are at capacity. But the plan hasn't done much to help. Lawmakers tried to bolster the plan during this year's legislative session. It used to kick in when prisons were more than 97% full for a month. Now it's triggered when prisons are more than 96% full. New state law also requires the Department of Corrections to find additional space in community corrections programs and send more eligible inmates to the parole board for review. Those changes are still not having any clear effect on a severely overcrowded prison system. As of last month, Colorado's prisons were more than 96% full.
That was Kyle McKinnon for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. And Colorado's marijuana businesses continue to struggle. Sales in the first quarter of this year were the lowest in a decade. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
Sales for the first 3 months of this year totaled $312 million. That's down 4% from the same period last year. It's the lowest level since 2016. Dan Morgan is with Social Dispensary, a chain in the metro area. He said stores in a good location with good customer service can do well, but businesses in tough locations will suffer.
If you're in an industrial area off, you know, Havana or Santa Fe, which a lot of people just had grows, so they just stuck one in there, it's just going to be hard to operate.
Morgan said marijuana is now just a commodity, and the market has matured. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
In regional news, for some mountain communities, summer was supposed to be a chance to recover from a difficult winter season. Instead, wildfires in Colorado are bringing new economic challenges. The Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports.
In southwestern Colorado, the city of Ouray is known for an ice climbing fest, but a warm winter made it nearly iceless. Fewer people came. Tony Schmidt owns Ouray Meat and Cheese Market. After that, he banked on summer for a rebound.
Tourism in the summertime is what thrives this whole town and carries this whole town every way around, from the city hot spring pool to the motels to Jeep rentals to grocery stores and restaurants.
But then came the Gold Mountain Fire, prompting evacuations, road closures, and the cancellation of a big 100-mile trail race. Schmidt's business is down 40 to 50%. City officials told local media visitation is down about the same. Now Schmidt is pivoting, setting up an online shop that he hopes will reach people even if they're not coming to town. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
The Aspen Public Radio newscast is produced by our team, News Director Hallie Zander, Associate Editor Sage Smiley, reporters Reagan Mertz and Hannah Weaver, and me, your host for the day, Michael Finelli. Our contributing reporters include Eleanor Bennett, Sarah Torrey, and Lucy Peterson. You can listen to the show every weekday morning on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.